Good morning, I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. This morning's Spotlight is all about the Sonoma County Bluegrass and Folk Festival happening Saturday, March 9th at the Sebastopol Community Cultural Center in Sebastopol. I'm joined by Steve DeLapp, festival producer. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Anthony. It's good to be here.
Yes, and this is the 19th annual festival.
Yes, it is. We have been doing this for, believe it or not, 19 years. It's that's an amazing run for a festival, actually.
Has it always been in Sebastopol?
Yes. It started off in Annalee High School, and then at some point, which I don't remember when that was, but we moved it over to the Sebastopol Community Cultural Center. Mm-hmm. Not easy to say. We'll say that twice. And so it's been a great opportunity to take over the whole place, actually. We get to use the annex. We get to use the main hall and all the rooms therein. And it really makes a great festival, a great day of music, folk and bluegrass music.
Nice. So, and who's what is the lineup for this year?
Well, we have an incredible lineup. Jerry Wysentowski and the Wiseman Institute. Now, this is somebody we're not familiar with necessarily here, but I'll tell you, the bluegrass world is familiar with this gentleman. Brian Berline, whole bunch of other folks that have played with him, you know, Grisman, so on and so forth. Tim O'Brien, I think I mentioned him. He's just an amazing guy and an amazing bluegrass player, and it was a real treat to get him. That was wonderful. So we also have the Duo Quartet. Now, this is a local sort of a group. It's made up of Chris Webster, Nina Gerber, Pam Delgado, and Jerry Jones, local folks. And getting them together like this is just a real treat. You know, it's something that we can do as a festival, that we can put people like this together and have them get up there and do their stuff.
Yeah, rock out.
It's a treat. Yeah, definitely rock out. And we also have Mike Beck. Mike Beck is a cowboy singer and songwriter, and he's going to get together with Scott Gerber. I don't know if everybody here knows Scott Gerber. It's Nina Gerber's brother.
Oh, cool.
And he is he's a cowboy. Mm-hmm. He gets out. He lives in Petaluma, and he rustles. He doesn't steal them, but he rustles cows and makes that all, and chickens and whatever else you find on the farm out there. But he's also has a wonderful voice and a wonderful way of songwriting, and is just a real treasure in terms of local cowboying and local songwriting. He's known as a Jewish cowboy.
Nice.
And so he writes a certain number of songs with that in mind.
That's fantastic. That is the Sonoma County Bluegrass and Folk Festival happening on Saturday, March 9th in Sebastopol at the Sebastopol Community Center.
Now, tickets started to be available on February 1st, but they are available by mail to SCB&FF 3980 Monica Court, Sebastopol 95472. Also at the Last Record Store and People's Last Record Store in Santa Rosa, or the People's Music on North Street in Sebastopol. So you can find out more about all of this at SocoFoso.com. That's our new website for the Folk Society. It's really cool. SocoFoso.com or CBAweb.org. Either one of those sites will give you lots of information about this.
Excellent. And that is the Sonoma County Bluegrass and Folk Festival happening on Saturday, March 9th. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson is Sonoma Spotlight's producer. Steve Birch is Sonoma Spotlight's engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. Inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available on our website at radio.krcb.org/RSS.